With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everybody. Welcome into another episode of the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. I am Ryan Wormley, joined as I am every Friday morning by Dr. David Chow. Dr. Chow, a couple of days away from Christmas. I really appreciate you making the time during the holiday season. It's also, of course, a couple of days away from the fantasy playoffs semifinals for most leagues. I know you're already out of it in the Scott Fish Bowl, but a lot of people are still in their leagues, need some injury help for the week. We will jump right in. I actually want to ask you about a couple of guys that have been ruled out already for week 16 and sort of what you think about them coming back next week, because some people may need to drop a guy here or there, make room for a last minute roster addition. Who are the guys that are worth hanging on to? I want to start with Chris Olave. He's got the hamstring issue, ruled out for week 16 already. Do you think he'll be back in week 17?
No, I'm pessimistic on that. You already see the sort of shutdown happening. New Orleans is out of it. There's no reason to push through. He's their young talent. First of all, it's hard enough to play through a hamstring at his position, but given the circumstances, they don't have anything to play for that I can see. So, it's amazing. Michael Thomas out, Landry out, Olave out for the Saints. And unfortunately, what I said before the season came true, I didn't mean it to come true this way, but when Michael Thomas was struggling, and I said he could be the number three receiver on his team, and he's barely been that, right? He's been out for so long. But I think if you have Olave, you better make other plans.
Let's talk about a couple of quarterbacks in a similar boat. We'll start with the lesser, not lesser, but the maybe less concerning name, Ryan Tannehill, out for week 16. Can he return next week?
Well, we were more surprised from the command center that he returned for the game against the Chargers to sit down Malik Willis again, then he's missing this week. So we would be on the pessimistic side of Tannehill returning. Even the Titans may have something to play for, and, you know, it might be too late for everybody, but that week 18, Titans versus Jags, maybe that's the best case target. We'll have to see.
Yeah, and there are a couple of leagues that, you know, sprinkle into that week 18, even though most don't. So that's a good note. And then, of course, the big name is Jalen Hurts, shoulder issue, out for week 16. Obviously, he's carried fantasy managers all season long, so it's a really crushing loss for a lot of them. I happen to be one of them in the playoffs in one of my leagues where I'm missing him. Again, out for week 16. Week 17, what do you think?
Well, Ryan, why don't you trade me Jalen Hurts? You can have whoever you want. Obviously, no trades in the Scott Fish Bowl, and I'm just joking around. Jalen Hurts is going to be fine. Jalen Hurts could have played this week to your consternation, but it's sort of roster management. Don't risk further injury. Yes, it's a divisional game, but they're three up with three to go, they're positioning for that first round bye as well. I'm not worried about Jalen Hurts. Remember, it happened with 1:13 to go in the third quarter, and he played the entire fourth quarter without a trip to the locker room, without an injection. He could have played this week with an injection. I think he will play next week.
Hopefully I make it there to have him play for me in week 17. Let's talk about some players that are returning this week. Khalil Herbert, got that hip issue, obviously been out for several weeks. How effective do you think he'll be in his return?
I mean, here's the problem now, right? We talked about it already. December comes, the holiday season. It comes shutdown season, right? If you have something to play for, okay, let's go. If you don't, it becomes a little bit shutdown or prep for the playoff season. There are ulterior motives going on. So, I mean, to me, if you have Khalil Herbert, it depends on who else you have. I mean, if he's all you got to roll with it. But if you have other options, you know, I don't know that Khalil Herbert will get it done. It's not the type of situation that you play through pain and do as much as you can.
Obviously, the Eagles are already sitting Jalen Hurts. We know they're getting back Dallas Goedert. He was activated really early in the week. That might tell people that there won't be a lot of limitations. They're really confident that he's going to be ready to go and play somewhere close to full strength. As you mentioned, though, they're not really throwing this game. Obviously, it's a divisional matchup, but they are sitting, you know, playing it cautious with Jalen Hurts. Do you think they'll play it cautious even with Dallas Goedert active, or do you think we'll see a pretty good workload for him? Because chances are our fantasy managers don't have another tight end they can easily slide in there.
I would agree. If you have Dallas Goedert, I think you have to roll with him. But, you know, if you have other options or other things, look, he's been out, I don't know, I lost count, 6 weeks, something like that. The bottom line is, even absent the shoulder injury, let's say it's fine. Here's a guy that's been out, 6 weeks approximately? I lost count, like I said. Do the Eagles really want to risk a hamstring, a muscle strain, a reacclimation injury? You know, look, it's Dallas Goedert. It's a tight end. I think you got to roll with them. But I don't know about what his ceiling is going to be here. I don't see him playing four quarters in normal reps or pushing it.
Let's talk about a couple of players who are, as of the time we're recording this on Friday, still questionable, at least as far as I've seen. Jeff Wilson with his hip issue. Do you think we'll see him play?
I think Jeff Wilson has a reasonable chance to play based on the video of the injury. And that's a team that's still in it and they need him. And so I would actually, in terms of usage, if Jeff Wilson plays, be a little more happy to have him in a lineup.
Nico Collins has been ruled out, but it looks like Brandon Cooks is trending towards playing, right?
Yeah, Brandon Cooks, I think, is back, and that's an interesting matchup. And you might want to look at it there just in terms of the matchup. And one of the things we have at Sports Injury Central, SICScore.com, if you go to the Six Score page, you can hit on the player tab, and you can literally say wide receivers and match them up against the defenses. And Houston has a very good matchup this week against the very banged up Tennessee Titans on the D-line, the linebacker core, the cornerbacks. That's a favorable matchup. I get it's Houston. I get it's Davis Mills. You may not trust him, but it's a favorable defensive matchup. We have the defense scores they face, the pass defenses against the wide receivers and the run defenses against the running backs.
Couple running back questions here to wrap it up. Ramondre Stevenson is technically listed as questionable, limited in practice during the week, but he looked awesome last week. Is there any concern here?
Not really. I mean, it is the New England Patriots. It's legal what they do. It's the hide the bacon game, a dozen people on that are questionable. You try and figure out which one isn't going to be there. They're doing it legally. I mean, if there's any question, it's questionable. Remember, probable designations don't exist anymore. So, and the definition of limited practice is everything but one play. Also, limited practice is one play only, right? So yeah, we're left to guess.
Wide range.
And New England is masters of that. But there's no probable designation. So they are correct in listing him as questionable. But if there was a probable, I think that's where he would be.
And I believe Nick Chubb is not even on the injury report, but he did have the foot issue last week. Any concern there?
No, but I will tell you this. If Nick Chubb played in New England, he would be listed as questionable. The Browns do it a little bit differently. Yeah.
And then the last one, a guy who's played for a couple of weeks, J.K. Dobbins, is back, and he's performing really well by the numbers. But the eye test I want to ask you about, because he looks kind of off, right? Is that rust? Is that lingering injury? I know he has said that he is just sort of out of shape still, but you've seen a couple of these breakaway runs. He's not getting to that fifth gear we're used to seeing, and it just looks kind of off, right?
No question. I mean, he's limping considerably, especially in the open field. Look, he's a great running back. He's overcome large odds to return. The second surgery, the scope this season. You've seen the alien eyes portals on his knees indicating the swelling. You see he can't kick it into gear. He's still being very productive. Good for him, you know. And to me, that tells you not just about him, but it tells you about what the rest of the Ravens backfield looks like, right? I mean, that they're using a guy that, you know, I don't know, 80% Dobbins is still better than others. And there's no question in my mind, last week and the week before, there was at least one run that would be a touchdown if it were a healthy J.K. Dobbins. And hopefully he can get there next year. You know, he's falling way, way short of the futures of 875, and we were saying take the under. But he is rounding into form. If you've had him all year, now's the time to use him and play him.
For sure. He's Dr. Chow at ProFootball.com on Twitter. I'm Ryan Wormley at Ryan Wormley on Twitter. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And remember to stay on top of all the latest injury news throughout the week. Check out our Fantasy News and Scores app, available on both the App Store and Google Play. We'll see you guys again next week, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge Podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.